Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Nick. Hey, Nick! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout-out to Elijah and Naomi from Virginia. Hey, guys! They were super-duper awesome and sent in their names, and I'm so glad that they're a part of Kid Short Stories and the Spy Kid team. If you want a special shout-out, go to our website, fill out the form with your name and where you live, and I would love to say hi. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, a long time ago, lived a superhero from a faraway place. His name was Super Nick. Super Nick was an amazing superhero that crossed through time and could fly and do all kinds of amazing things. One of his jobs was to travel through time. So go way back to dinosaur times or to now or to hundreds of years ago or all over the place. And so he would travel in time and stop bad guys before they did something absolutely terrible. And so he had a very important job. Well, today he just discovered a new message from dinosaur times. And it wrote, "Dear Super Nick, us dinosaurs, we need your help. There's an evil Professor Caveman who is somehow controlling the dinosaurs. And he's trying to take all the gold in the whole world and just control everything. And I think he knows how to travel time, but we're not so sure. Signed, all the dinosaurs." Super Nick, this sounds like a job that only he can do. He needs to travel back in time to dinosaur times and stop this evil Professor Caveman from stealing all the gold. All right, let's go! Super Nick could travel through time so fast. In just the blink of an eye, boom, there he was, standing in dinosaur times. Wow, that made me a little dizzy, Super Nick said. You see, Super Nick's time traveling was a lot of spinning. Have you guys ever spun so fast in a circle that you get dizzy? Yeah. Oh, I'm doing it right now! Whoa! And Super Nick, every time he time traveled, he was always really dizzy. All right, he said, I need to find some clues. All right, Super Nick started to walk around and he had to remember, all right, what was it? What was going on? It was this guy, Professor Caveman, and it sounds like he's controlling the dinosaurs somehow. And all right, so let's first find a dinosaur. Super Nick began to walk around the jungle. He had to find a dinosaur to talk to. Oh, and that's an important detail, because Super Nick can talk to any kind of creature. This comes in really handy, because if you need to talk to an animal or a person or a plant, they usually know the best kind of clues. So Super Nick, that is probably the coolest superpower he had. Hey, hi, I'm Super Nick. What's your name?
Mimi. I'm your mommy.
Oh, I think that dinosaur is controlled by something. Run! This dinosaur did not look like a normal dinosaur. It looked angry and it didn't know how to talk. That's definitely not normal. Most dinosaurs are actually pretty nice. And this guy was definitely being controlled by something. Do you think it's being controlled by Professor Caveman? I think so. I think Super Nick just found his first clue. All right, I gotta spy on this little dinosaur and see where he goes. See how he's being controlled. Look at that. Super Nick found his first clue. There was some kind of collar that was wrapped around this dinosaur's neck, and it had a red light on it that was blinking. I think that's like the remote control or something that's controlling the dinosaur. There's gotta be a way to get that thing off of there. And pretty soon, after following that little dinosaur, he walked back to a group of other dinosaurs. All of those dinosaurs, there must have been 15 of them, they all had those collars around their neck that had the flashing red light. Beep, beep, beep. They're all controlled. This is terrible. All right, I gotta find a dinosaur that doesn't have a collar. I'm sure there's gotta be still one left out there, but this is gonna take a while. Super Nick had to be very careful because those dinosaurs were not safe if they were controlled by that Professor Caveman. Pretty soon, Super Nick finally found a dinosaur hiding in some bushes. He was very afraid.
Super Nick, is that you?
Yes, it is. My name's Super Nick. What's your name?
My name's Macy. It's very nice to meet you. You must have gotten my letter. It came from all of us dinosaurs.
Oh, yes, Super Nick said. It is great to meet you, and I think I know what's going on. I saw those collars. Are those the things that are controlling the dinosaurs?
Yes, said the dinosaur. That's exactly what's going on, and we can't figure out how to get those collars off. Once they go on, it's like they're on there forever.
Nope. I'm sure there's got to be some kind of stop button, either like a reset button on the collar or back in the caveman's base. Do you know where that Professor Caveman lives?
Yes, he lives in that cave over there. But I wouldn't go over there, Macy said, because he's very sneaky and he has a lot of dinosaurs on his team.
That's okay. Don't worry, Super Nick is brave, very brave.
And Super Nick soared off. He had to be sneaky as he snuck up upon this cave. Inside the cave, he heard a familiar sound.
All right, everybody. You will obey everything I tell you.
That definitely sounds kind of like Dr. Stinky Breath, but it does. This must be the Professor Caveman.
Yes, and so, once I have all of the dinosaurs in my control, then we'll be able to take all the gold. Because all the dinosaurs, they're very good at digging. But I must use them so that I can take over the world.
Oh, my breath is smelling terrible. I must figure this out.
I think that's Dr. Stinky Breath before he became Dr. Stinky Breath. Super Nick had figured out a really important detail, but he still needs to find a way to get these collars off of all the dinosaurs. Wait, look over there. Super Nick spotted it. Back in the corner, there was something that looked like it was trying to be a computer, but it's a caveman computer, so it was made of rock. I don't think it was a very smart computer, but it definitely had buttons and things that to pull on. But there was one red button, and on it, it said, "Whatever you do, don't pull this." I bet the professor, that must be the thing that turns it all off and he doesn't want anyone to pull it. Yes. Super Nick snuck over. Bing, 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 bing. That was the sound of his tiptoes. As he walked over carefully, he pulled this switch and zoom. Instantly, all the collars fell off of the dinosaurs' necks.
What is going on here?
What's
Let's get out of here! The Professor Caveman, who would later become Dr. Stinky Breath, he ran out of there as fast as he could because all the dinosaurs were now out of his control. Super Nick saved the day and probably saved the future of all mankind. If that early Dr. Stinky Breath, Professor Caveman, if he would have gotten all the gold from the dinosaurs, who knows what kind of trouble he would have caused today. Well, we live to fight another day. Thank you, Super Nick. You have saved us all. We are eternally grateful. The end.